brings down a mushroom. In Russia, there's places in the Siberia that is very, during the part of the year, is a very short time day, and most of the time is night. Most of the person, you know, he had to get from one place to the other place. He took a balagola, he paid him money. And I want to go from this place to this place. The balagola decided to take it. And the balagola goes also when it's night, you know, you can't go there only when it's light. It's a couple of hours. They go out by day, they start the trip. It's a geitzach, you know, it gets night, dark, cold. So the balagola is carrying on, the guy is sitting inside, you know, balagos. It's cold. It takes a bit yash, you know, there's a mashke, a little bit to drink it to warm himself up. He falls asleep. I would drink a bit, right? And he sleeps through. Yeah. When he wakes up, it's ready, you know, again dark. Most of the time it's dark anyway. So he drinks a bit more. He wakes up, it's the middle of the night, like, okay. You see, it's not morning yet. He drinks a bit more. And again, he sleeps through the part of his day. He wakes up, it's right in the middle of the night. So he drinks a bit more. After 2-3 days, you know, he turns to the balagola, you know, when is morning already? When is morning already? So this is the pasuk. Omar Shomer, Osa Yoyim, Osa Lailo, Yimte Bayun, Bayun, it's day and night and day. It passed. Says a lot of times a person says to himself, I'm a mechazik, I'm planning to be better. Now it's a bit dark, but you know, the next new aschola that I could, a new week, a new masechta, a new perek, a new seder, I'll be shtark. Because now it's a bit, you know, a shtick of matzah, but I'll tell you, know, this matzah is finishing and I'm starting. And he's waiting and he's waiting. Matzah doesn't change. No, he's planning the next, no, it's organized, he will do it very sharp. That never happens. And he's wondering, you know, he's waiting. He's waiting for this morning. And he doesn't realize that he sleeps through. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a couple hours of light, a couple hours of day. And in these hours of day, these hours of light, the person could change. The person could become a ganz anderer Mensch. A couple hours. But a person sometimes doesn't realize. And he sleeps through. He sleeps through the first time. He sleeps through the second time. And weiter, he sleeps through. We're hoping in the Achonel Kabbalah Sateir. And all of us want to become Big Talmidei Chachomim. All of us have Sheifas. Become Emeset Talmidei Chachomim. And all of us could become Big Talmidei Chachamim. Said to me a lot of times, we'll say it again and again, Rabbi Akiva didn't learn Torah for 40 years. He was Am Haaretz. He hated Torah. Mi yiten li Talmid Chochem v'neshchenu kechamoir. V'neshchenu kechamoir. Such a sinner. Chazal say, what made Rabbi Akiva to learn? He was going and he saw the water making a hole in the stone. So the water could make a hole in the stone, the Torah could go in my heart. And the question is, So all of you know that the water could make a hole in the stone. So why don't we call Rabbi Akiva? No one here is 40. Akiva was 40. Not yet, no? Rabbi Akiva is 40. I'm an Oretz. But if the water could make a hole in the stone, so I could learn Torah, and he went to learn, and he came back with 24,000 Tamir. So you're a little bit younger. So I'm telling you now, the water can make a hole in the stone. No? You worse than Rabbi Akiva? For Rabbi Akiva, this was enough. What do you say? He saw it in real. So I thought today you could get on a video, you could make it, not like only manage to see the water dribbling and the hole becoming in the stone. You could make such a video. You know, Chofetz Chaim will do it. And you know, every tissue of them will show everyone, instead of all the Andozachim, they will show them the water going inside the stone, and God's class will become Talmidei Chachamim. Why it doesn't happen? This is the trick. The water can make a hole in the stone, I could become a Talmidei Chachamim. Give this message, and you know, the right colors and the right picture. Why it doesn't happen? So I heard once about Adam Gavra. Pshat is as well. Rabbi Akiva was chalashim to sit and learn. What to do? Just sinish giganga. Sinish giganga. For 40 years, he was so stupid. He was so stabbed. Sinish giganga na rabbi. Just didn't go. Just mamish didn't go. And he became so frustrated, he mamish, he hated. אמר רב עקיבא, כשאיסי המאורץ איסי אומר, מי ייתן לי תלמיד חוכם ונשכנו כחמוך. ונשכנו כחמוך. I hate it so much. He saw the water can make a hole in the stone, so I have a hope. So he became רב עקיבא. We are not so interested to learn like רב עקיבא. רב עקיבא ממש wanted. He would do everything for learning. He didn't go. He heard that there's a hope, someone was in jail. He sits there. He asks him, why don't shake the bars? He says, I'll shake the bars with Morgan. You know, let me just enjoy jail. Well, I'll try to push my hands inside the bars, you know, I'll get scratched. But if he hears that a guy in the room near for 10 years pushed the bars, and he managed to get out, this guy every day will be pushing the bars. But Kevin said, the water can make all of the stone. Let me just start. Maybe I'll finish when I'm 80. Maybe I'll finish when I'm 90. But, I will have a masechta. Gemara says when he told his shver, if you had a chance that he will know one painting, you would madder him and know it. Kal b'savua said no. The Hainu Kal b'savua decided to fight with his daughter. Kal b'savua was a choshev here. He was not stand the guy from the street. He was a choshev of people in Klal Yisrael. Was bizarre the kemaisa that his daughter married this shepherd, and he threw her out of the house, and she was living in the school. If you know how hard it's for a father for 24 years to live like that. And he said, if I had a tzaddik, she could... Kabbalah Savoy was a neighbor. If I had a tzaddik, he could know a Mishnah one time, I would never do it. So Kabbalah Savoy, as a normal, understanding person, at least a well businessman, said, there's no chance that Rabbi Akiva will know a Mishnah. So for me, I had to be mad at him. One Mishnah. You have to understand his message. So for sure, person, so, but, question. Person goes around and says, listen, I will be the next God Ladon. Better people. You know, when Rabbi Akiva was 40, he looked around, yeah? He saw Rabbi Shmuel, he saw Rabbi Shmuel, he saw Rabbi 40, yeah? He saw Rabbi Chaim Ben Deisa, he saw Rabbi Chaim Ben Tavya, he saw Rabbi Shmuel Chaim Gadol, he saw Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, it was all chavre. His age, yeah? No one saw his own age. He's 40, I'm old. The chance I will be the one? Okay, maybe he doesn't say that he was hoping to be the Gadol, he was hoping to learn. So, look around you. I think the proportion in between you and the best guys that are around, I'm not such a big proportion in between Amiroim. What was Amiroim? Rabbi Zman Azariah was 18. Ya'arinik ibn Shivim Shana. They were smart guys when they were young. No one started. People knew everything. These Talmid Chacham were around. And Rabbi Akiva is so stabbed. Kenishchat. No shteid. We think Alamoli, oh, he could do like this. He could take away my cheshek. He could make it hot to me. He could take away my chavrusas. He could take away my menuchsan nefesh. He could make me to fight with my parents, with my brothers, with my friends, with all of them together. He could make me to have headaches, stomach pains, you know, absent stomach, not to have what to eat, not to like food. I mean, all different kinds of things. Hot, cold, yeah, upset. All different things that it's all I could do. But to make me to feel so stupid that what I really am, and I'm not so capable like under, that's already pushed. I'm not capable. Not because the Yitzhahor. And don't shtek nishtas. Shtek nishtas. The Yitzhahor tells you, no, so. Hey, Yitzhahor, you know what you're learning? You know, psachim a little bit. Too fucking, too broken. Continue, whatever chabal. Chabal al azman. No, you're not giving up. It doesn't give you the hope, yeah? Chabal, I didn't start when I was 15. I'll start then, I'll be taking chosh v'bachim. Chavala, you know, I'm ready. I missed the train. But I'm going next year to college. You're not 40. Someone told me once, no. I was like, if I would be so stupid like Rabbi Akiva, I would believe it. Now, I'm in between, so there's not. If I'm so stupid, then for sure I could change. I'm not stupid. This is me. It's not the Yitzhahor. I understand Yitzhahor can make a person like a piece of wood. But me, this is, you know, I'm not cut to be. This is the Yitzhahor. And Tesis doesn't answer that we shleimar. Fact is, no, chazok. Tesis doesn't say Rabbi Akiva could matter the nether because he went to learn. No, maybe Taki Rabbi Akiva was stupid. How we know that Rabbi Akiva was Taki Rabbi Akiva? That Tesis no. Every person in the world, if he will do what Rabbi Akiva did, he will manage. Till once I said the shmuz over. So, businessman, he was not a Yiman anymore. Then he was a Yiman. I told him to go out to work. Go out to work. Baruch Hashem, which both helped him a lot. He became Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So he told me, I don't understand. Here I listen to your shmuz, and you tell me to go out to work. Tell me, carry on learning. How you told me to go out to work? He's working with it for 3 years. He closed the Gemara 5 years. He closed the Gemara 5 years. He learns half a day. So he's not learning day and night. He made it in 5 years $10 million. Tell me, the Maisa, to everyone else you say, this is worth nothing. Sitting and learning 1 minute to work from all the money in the world, all your drushes. And then me, you told me to go to work? I don't understand. Tell me what is going on. I thought, sure, learning is much more important than everything together what you're doing. But I know you, that you would not be learning. I'll meet you another, if I will not tell you to go out to work, I will meet you in 5 years saying again, Tzavas Vazayin, Tzavas Vazayin. So at least work. You know, I can't save all of your body, because I save your feet. I'm not letting you never. But like this, you sit in a small Gehenna, you sit in a big Gehenna. Everyone could. And I'll tell you more from that. If a person, this is my ashkofa, maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think so. If a person tried and he didn't manage, but if someone didn't try like Rabbi Akiva, there's no tzad that he will see Gan Eden if he doesn't carry on learning. If you try, and it's nicht gegangen, you're fragging all them God right here. She didn't try. Only think about Rabbi Akiva marrying this daughter of Kabbalah, said, boy, coming to a shver, I said, listen, you know, I'm so sorry, I married your daughter. You know, I'll be a Baal Chesed, I will help, I'll be an Atzale, I'll be in Zaka, I will be in Russians, and I will be everything, you know, I will be Messiah, Chavrusis for everyone. You know, mitzvah that is around, you know, I will go, I will organize buses to go, different places, to dive and back and forth, middle of the night, you know, I will do everything. And he will really help, and he will build shuls, and he will do everything. come to Shemaya and they'll tell him, you had to be Rabbi Akiva for the story of Ahudi and Malchus. Shedayrash Timei Timim Shel Aloha Al Kutu Shel Yud. You messed everything? And he said, what do you mean messed? I couldn't learn. I tried for 40 years to learn. I married someone who was masculine to live with me. Her father said, we have to live in the street. I had to do it for my wife. What, I will leave her in the street? I'm a man. What, I will leave my wife with nothing? What, to leave her for 24 years? Not 2 weeks, to 3 weeks. For 24 years I will leave her? Is this what you were expecting of me? I will look. And you have to know, Rabbi Akiva was a neshama. Chazal said, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the neshamas, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tno al Yaday. He's bigger for me. Then his neshama was bigger for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he said in Chazal. Amar lekach also b'machshav. We don't understand what it means. Dehainu, who knows how much Rabbi Akiva is in potential as sitting here? Who knows? Who knows? That person could just push it away. It's nebuch. It's nebuch to see people don't sit and learn. And they don't have what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them. I saw a Medrash Tanchuma Shabbos. You have to bring it with me. They have the Medrash Tanchuma. In the end, it's not from the end of the Medrash Tanchuma. Chazal say, Talmud Chochem Bo Ledin. Omer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lomato, Shoniso. Omer Lo, Yesh Li Shtei Sdorim. Omer Lo, Shar Sdorim Mayim Moel. Omer Lo, Yesh Li Shar Sdorim. Omer Lo, Talmud Mayim Moel. Omer Lo, Yesh Li Talmud. אומר לו, מיקרו מים, הוא אומר, יש לי מיקרו, מים הלוחס, יש לי הלוחס. Back, forward. They come to the mice in Merkova, יש לי, ומה לפנים, ומה לאוכל, ואין לי יודע להושיב. יוירד לגהנם עד אין תכליס. זה שליט. יוירד לגהנם עד אין תכליס. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. A person has to know. I want to say it because it's very important to know it. People that decide to become Talmid Chacham, and I hope everyone here is taking deciding to move to the next step. The Yitzhahorah of our door is, every door is a Yitzhahorah. Ramazan will be sitting now, Chas V'Shalom, the world will change. And Iran will take over the whole world, yeah? And we'll have to be sitting in a shelter somewhere, hiding. Yeah, we'll have the same vibe. Yeah, just quietly, one guy will stand outside. Every week someone else will tell us if someone is coming. We'll say it quieter. And we'll have the same vibe. And we'll say, even that they don't let us to learn, we have to learn. Even if they catch us, we'll carry on. Right? This is a bit of Russia. Problem is, no one is standing outside. No one is there with a stick. Chas B'Shalom, you know, will come with Tzorah to Klal Yisrael. And they were not led to learn. All of you will carry on learning. Musa's nefesh. Walk by night when no one was looking, coming all the, you know, all the stories going, hiding somewhere, sitting and learning. Everyone here will do it. We'll be against the Gishma. Yeah? Even though it'll be a pachad mavos. But this is what we will do. We are in the heart of this thing. Just think what will come out of me. I'll learn. No. You decide you make achlada to learn. You go to this medrash, you see this, the guys decide to go to up north, make a rifle. He says, first, I'll learn Shabbat. Come in the morning, this one's missing, this one is missing. A rifle. Decide, you know, you learn something Shabbat. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes that night, you don't fall asleep, you get up in the morning, you're tired like a Chavos Nishmas. The Nisoyan is a light of Nisoyan. He's the worst. But the Balei Musar Alam Malzogim, the Nisayon HaOisha is harder than Nisayon HaOni. Not that we wish someone a Nisayon HaOni. I don't know. Today, I think the Oilam will go around and trips to all the Gedolim to see what is going inside. You go to the houses of the Gedolim. Listen, Karelitz. You went to listen, Karelitz's house once? In between the kitchen and the front room, is like a closet, you know. This is the guy to Mechitza Dovi. You know, with the little kitchen with the old shayish, the white, you know, cheap shayish. You go to Rav Shemin's house. You go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's house. Well, a little bit secure, a little bit dog. Go to Rav Eliash's house. I think maybe it's two big rooms, yeah, but a family of 15 kids were living there. This is one room, two rooms, this is it, this is the house. I think the Ganze Chot, the Ganze Matzah. One room, two rooms, the other room, the whole family was. A dozen of us. How these people became to be the Chacham? When they had time to learn exactly? Came out of the book in Arav Shach. It's a bit hard to read it. It's written by Arichas. I went to America, and the way back in the plane, I met Mr. Shashir from somewhere. He told me, read this book. So he gave it to me in the, you know, beginning of the flight. And I read through Arav Shach, and he was 10, 11. You know, they lived in Shtetlach, in cities. There's no lights, there's no sidewalks. By night, you cannot walk in the street because you can fall in the puddles and the mud. You only walk if you had like a lamp with you to know what you're stepping. Now you just got stuck and you never came out. You couldn't come out. In the winter, there was no streets. Still the villages in the end of Russia. And like this, they learned. Then his parents sent him to yeshiva. He had one shirt and one zach. He had two, but they got stolen on the way to yeshiva. He went to learn in the Mir for a couple of years. He's the youngest year. Then the war starts. Everyone was thinking of the First World War. He goes back home. The yeshiva closes. There are 10 bachim, they're learning in shul. From the Mikdash David stopped in shtots. He was saying shiurim for them. And the Yecheskel also stopped in shtots. He was also saying shiurim. But they decide it's not a matzah of yeshiva. You can't shtay to become a Mir HaChol. Which shiurim for the Yecheskel and Mikdash David? It's not a matzah. Near the home, you know, starting going to a store back and forth, you can't become G'dayim. G'dayim have to be, there's no stores around, there's nothing around, this is the only way to grow. But it's very dangerous. But they decided to make a shogun and the Cheskel told him, if you want to become G'dayim, you can't stay in this little village. So they went to a different yeshiva. So his mother didn't let him to go to Mir because for different reasons. So she wanted him a smaller yeshiva, so he went to Kletz, learned by Reb Zalman. Went to learn by Reb Zalman. Came to the yeshiva. Then the war started. I'm not going into details on that again. He was so poor, he wasn't able to eat. There was two parts of the town that he had to go over the river to pass. The Mubalabatashi people lived on the other side. But you couldn't go back in Shabbos. But he would go there every Shabbos because he had to eat. So, you know, he didn't eat the whole week. There was nowhere to sleep, so he slept in the shul. But obviously he'll have a bit more to eat. And then the war came, because they had to close the yeshiva again. But his parents already, they left, the Russians took them away from their house. So he didn't have where to go to. He was 50, he was in Nebach. 15, 16 years old kid, Mamash, Nebach, Shem, Nebach, he didn't have where to go to. I never heard that story. Alamo heard of Shach. You don't understand, when I was 15, I didn't know where's my father, I didn't know where's my mother, I was left in the world. I never knew what he meant when he was saying all these words. If you knew what I passed, yeah? So he doesn't know where to go to. He had one shirt left. So he will wear the whole week. He stayed himself in the building of the yeshiva. He didn't have where to go to. Everyone left, everyone ran away, it was the war. He didn't have where to run away, so he stayed. But he was there. It was a lady from Stott bringing him food a little bit. So once a week he would wash his shirt in the water. In the meantime, he was allowed a shirt, so he would hold himself like this not to freeze. So years later, when he was thinking and learning, every time when it became Shver, he would do like this. Because he got used to that year and a half to sit and learn like this when he was freezing. After a year and a half, Sazama was living there. The war became, the massacre became so dangerous, so Sazalman and his wife decided they needed a schus to survive the war. So in a little house, they would bring a bacha to live with them. So like this, a kushbacha will save them from the sakana. They didn't have shaykhs yet. So Susanna decided she's taking off Shach. Found this Nebach boy, took him into his house. So as Rebbetzin said, you know, the guy needs a hikri. He didn't take a hikri for a year and a half. He didn't wash his hair for a year and a half. They bring a barber, the barber said he can't cut the hair. It was so hard the hair. So they bring gas, meth. Gas. They rinsed his hair for an hour to make it soft so they could give him a haircut. We're not speaking of people that lived in different kufas. These are the Talmidei Chacham that grew in us. This is the way they became Talmidei Chacham. When we have come out of the Shemayim, all of these Surim together, like learning like one day that they learned, and this carried on. So 23, 24. We tried to take him to the army every time. The story is on us off. Sitting and learning. He was a Nebuch. Not like, you know, he was the lion, he was the most chashuv guy. We realized, Moshe Chazman. I'm telling you about the Baruch Kotler. The story is how the life took them around. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He has ways to pay. He has ways to pay. You don't need to help him. You don't need to help him. If you do the right thing, if you need to get the right money, believe me, all the money in the world comes. All of the money comes. Shtikl bitachon. Shtikl bitachon. Person has to. You have to believe me on myself. It was days that I didn't know what I would eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything falls down on Hashemayim. People could run after you to give you money. You just have to have pitach. But we have to have a moon. We have to have bitach. We have to do our tafkid. And this is the nisayon of our goal. A person thinks, but what will be? I'm asking you, you think when he was 18 years old, sitting there with his hard hair, and in between Noah and Kles, the world is disappearing. You think he thought that one day he will be the Shishir of Panamich as Israel? He'll be running the Yad of Sacharedis and Nazim. But this is what he did. You know, the Satmar Rebbe was lifted. And not Chassidish. Maybe Fakir. But we don't have Musogi. I just want to bring the Nekuda. You know, what was the Satmar Rebbe? No, I never met him. He was born in before the First World War, in the Siget. Then he wanted to become a Rav somewhere. He went from Panosa. He traveled the whole Messiah. He got to the place already, someone else had the Rav. So he left with Allah Panosa with nothing. Kids, he got married, he had kids, he had a Mishpacha. Everyone got killed in the war. Everyone. Nothing left. He left Auschwitz himself. The whole story, he comes back to the shtot where his father lived, trying to make everything. The Russians come and they hear that he's organizing the Yiddishkeit. They chase him. He has to run away. He manages to get to America. He comes to America and he says, you know, his uncle is a Satmar Rebbe, he will go there, faulty. He says, no. You from Siget, you go build Siget. So, but I had enough, I'm 40, I can't. I lost my family, I lost everything, I tried twice to build my life. He told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you to be right. So he went and he built whole Siget for 20 years, 30 years. Then he became a Satmar Rebbe. And I'm not going to get, everyone has his halakha, but I'm not speaking now I'm just saying, our musogim are small. We're sitting in one of the hardest kufas of Nisayon. We call it Nisayon or Aisha. Aisha doesn't mean if you have a lot of money or not. The chefs of Nisayon or Aisha is, so what are the beatniks I will learn, and then where will be my job, and what is my job, and what will be my job? So if you learn in business, you think about the business job. And if you're learning, so what's that? We have a gachir, a rabbi, a sister, what I could be, the most I'll be a rabbi in Kita Bays yet. It's not worth it for me, let me make our struggle. If these people think I will struggle, they will stop. They will stop, they didn't have a tachlis. And they did it and they managed. So what a person say, look, this is a different kind of nisayon. You want that nisayon? You want to go to Kletsk now, not to wash your hair for a year and a half, without the clothes? You must be decided that this sign or not? No, that sign you don't want. But this sign, I can't. What you can? You could learn. But the ulama outside, the ulama learning, I need to be friendly, I need to be crowd, I can't be lonely. Mishugge. It's jukes. The nisayon is in the cup. And we're not managing to fight the nisayon. And Hashem changes the nisayonis. People pass 6 year Auschwitz, didn't miss a minion. So it's different. Auschwitz here, yeah, and the bed. In Yeshiva, I could miss a minion. What's the difference? It's different. What would be with you? What do you think they would talk would be with them? It would be ashes. This is what they thought that would be with them. They didn't think something else would come out of them. They didn't have a chance that something else would come out of them. And they carry it on. So nothing will come out of you. 26, you'll be nobody. So you'll be nobody. No, I can't, I can't. But Auschwitz, you could. If a person doesn't have this is chaskus, there's no way he'll become Talmid Chacham. You think when Rabbi Akiva went to learn 40, he was hoping he will have the Aleph Beis. You think he thought he would be a good Ladon? You think he went for 24,000 Talmidim? We, Abach only opens a Gemara when he thinks about 24,000 Talmidim, if he will get or not. And if he doesn't think that he will get, he gives up. This is the problem. This is the Nisayon. Sit and learn because you have to sit and learn. And everyone could become a Talmid Chacham. And everyone could make it. There's not a person that cannot make it. And when you're young, and when you have the kaychas, you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev to do it. And be'ezus Hashem, I hope the next time is a little bit to be masbi, how le'maisa, to be kabbal.